Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time it is for everyone. I'm Corey Lowe. I'm from Chicago. Happy Father's Day to the fathers out there. Welcome to the Guard Your Heart podcast, where today we will be talking about fathers. So once again, happy Father's Day. Shout out to all the fathers who are trying to raise their kids, who are trying to be in their kids' life, who are trying to make a difference in their kids' life. But before we get into that, please remember to send me all of your prayer requests so that I can pray for you both privately and publicly if that is what you want. Remember to email me at low.corey@yahoo.com. That is low.corey@yahoo.com so I can sit down, read your prayer requests, and move from there. Now, Father's Day is always pretty unique for me, because just after a week after Father's Day is my father's actual birthday. Now, unfortunately, my father died back in 2017 in September. So for a good week or so, I get reminded of what I've had, what I've been blessed with, and also what I've lost. But I also get celebrated as well, too, because I am a father, and my wife, my loving wife, she celebrates me. And she makes me feel good and reminds me of all the good things that I do as a father. And it's really encouraging to have that support system. It's a unique situation a little bit in a grab bag, because there are a lot of times during this time where I do genuinely feel sad, but I also feel happy. I had a very close relationship with my father. In a lot of ways, he was my best friend. As I got older, there became almost nothing I couldn't talk to him about and begin to share experiences with him. He taught me about sports, about life, about money and finances. He taught me about the faith. It was just so many things that as I got older, I would just be able to question him about, and he would share his experience and his knowledge about it. He was not perfect. He was far from perfect in a lot of ways. He was a very good man and a very loving man, a very respectable father and a great father, and I love him a lot. Just a quick shout out to Michael O, my father, who is gone. Just want to say again, I love you, Dad. Now, of course, let me just say this right now. I am not diminishing at all the role of mothers and the role of other people who step up in place of a father, and they take over and they love and respect and cherish that child. However, that child still needs a father. And obviously, I'm not talking about situations where the father is not there for obvious reasons, death, jail. Life is unpredictable, and we have to take life as it comes to us. I know that. But what I am saying is this: that child needs its father. And for too long, we as a people, and when I say we, I mean men and women, the human race, we have diminished the role of fathers. In our media, the TV dad is usually a joke. He at least has a good job. I'll grant that piece of writing. But he's usually a joke. He's usually less serious, emotionally not there. In both cartoons and sitcoms since, let's just say, the 2000s, I'm a 90s kid, so shout out to all the 90s kids in the 90s sitcoms who had the TV dads who were just amazing, so I can clearly illustrate the difference if I need to. But yes, the modern day TV dad, they provide the finances, but they're looked at as the idiot, where the mother, the wife, she's the strong one. She's the determined one. She may or may not have a career if she so chooses. She's emotionally there. She's mentally sound. It's always looked at as, oh, she's putting up and he has to make it up to her. At the end of every episode, he has to make it up to her. And that's just the media perspective of it all. And the media only reaches millions upon millions of people on a daily basis. Art imitates life, correct? Yes. But you want to say that what you see on TV doesn't affect you. You make your own decisions. And that's fine. Let's just look at real numbers then. Did you know that 1 in 4 homes are fatherless homes? Did you know that children with involved fathers are 70% less likely to drop out of school. Did you know that 70% of juveniles in state-operated institutions are fatherless? Did you know that 90% of homeless and runaway children are from fatherless homes? All this information can be found from the U.S. Census Bureau, the National Center for Fathering, the United States Department of Justice. So if you want to check my sources, you go right ahead. So I give you these numbers, and you hear these numbers, and then I ask you, well, what does it all mean? What will you draw from this? Hopefully the answer is that having a father is pretty freaking important. Having a father is vital to the growth and development and even success of a child's life. Yes, children overcome. Yes, we all make our own choices as we get older. We learn and we push ourselves. But that doesn't mean that we don't get a huge advantage, a huge boost from having that father in our lives. The idea of the nuclear family was supposed to be a father and a mother, then their children. They are supposed to be a team. The idea of the nuclear family in a child's life represented balance. They would learn what it means to be a man. They would learn what it means to be a woman from both sides at the same time. Unfortunately, it's so common nowadays for the mother just to be around, so that child, daughter, or son is left without a father. The son doesn't know what it's like to be a man. He doesn't understand a man's role. The daughter won't know what to look for in a male figure and a father figure unless she has male counterparts around, uncles, cousins. But she's always looking up to other sources instead of the one source that she's biologically supposed to look up to, which is the father. And the son has no idea how to be a provider. He has no idea what strength is. Yes, the mother can teach these things, can supplement to an extent, but a boy is meant to have his father around. That's who he learns these things from the most. That's who he gains the most strength from. I respect all the mothers who do everything they can to try and take on both roles. But they were never meant to take on both roles. They were never meant to be, let me teach you how to be a man, but let me also teach you the gentle side. They can teach and show and explain and nurture so many things, but there's a reason why you have two parents, why you're supposed to have two parents. As I said, balance. That's why the nuclear family is so important. That's why it's so important to have that father figure. Balance. Men do need to be taught by older men. When those things do not happen, you get angry men. You get sad men. You get depressed men. Because even though they try not to, they grow up asking certain questions. Why was my father not around? Why did my father not want me? And they carry this, and we overcome it in time. Of course we do. There's nothing a human can't overcome, especially by the grace of God. But we grow up asking these questions in ourselves. Why this? Why that? It breeds doubt. It breeds uncertainty, a lack of confidence sometimes, overcompensating. There is no substitute for the genuine warmth and nurturing and care that a father is supposed to bring in a child's life. And we need more of that. But let's get ready to wrap this up. You guys don't ever need me to talk forever and ever. Once again, I want to thank you guys for listening. Please send me your prayer requests so I can pray for you. And let's close this one out in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just give you praise and honor this day, Lord God. We say thank you for another day. Thank you for another week, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I just ask that you bless all my listeners, Father, that they would continue to grow and get closer to you, that they would bring their questions and their concerns to you, Father, and that you would continually show yourself as the Father, as the creator of all, as the provider, Lord God. We just pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that more men rise up, Lord God, that more fathers, Lord, be in the home, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we just pray, Father, I just bless all my listeners, Lord God, and those who won't even listen, Father. And I just pray that their week be blessed, that their next week be blessed, Father, and that they have a personal encounter with you, Lord God, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Thank you all for listening.